by Nick Hooper. Narrated by Peter Morton. Chapter 1. Grandpa.
Please, Grandpa, please, read us Harry Potter. We'd come to stay with Grandpa after Granny died. Mum said it would be good for him to have the company of children. We would cheer him out of his sadness, pull him out of his gloom, make him talk and walk, speak, and even squeak. To be honest, we didn't know Grandpa very well. He and Granny had lived at the other end of the country, and we would only go once a year for a short visit. He was always under Granny's spell. Never said much, but smiled in a gentle way. His eyes, which were exceptionally good for his age, twinkled blue under bushy eyebrows. He had plenty of grey hair still, and a short but bushy beard framed his kindly round face. He could almost have been Father Christmas, with his stout tummy and thick stocky legs, except that he was so quiet. He would sit in his armchair, catching our eyes with his gaze, and then look down, as though he was embarrassed, and drum his stubby fingers on his woolen waistcoat. Now that Granny had gone, with all her sparkle and chatter, Grandpa seemed a bit frightening in the silent house. We didn't know what to say, how to be, and neither did he. The three of us were crammed into the small spare room at the back of the house, which was also full of Granny's things, still to be sorted and given to charity or shared among the family. Clothes, books, piles of curtains and small lacy mats took up space in corners and against walls. We squeezed our blow-up beds together in the middle, leaving a gap for the door to open, and trampled and tripped over each other's clothes in an attempt to get ready for bed. Mum and Dad were going to convert the sofa in the sitting room into some kind of bed when they got back from the local just down the road. Grandpa had been left to look after us. "A good opportunity for you to cheer Grandpa up," Dad said to us as they left. We traipsed downstairs in our dressing gowns to find Grandpa sitting in his chair looking out of the window. He turned and looked at each of us with his twinkly blue eyes and then looked down at his lap. Nobody knew what to do, so Lauren, who was the eldest, being 11, went and fetched the new book that Mum had bought at the service station on the way up, the latest craze, Harry Potter. It had hit the country like a storm. A boy wizard with a frumpy name. Everyone said it was brilliant. Children and adults were reading it everywhere.
"Look what Mum bought us on the way up, Grandpa. Harry Potter," she said.
"Please, Grandpa, please, read us Harry Potter," I chimed in. I thought he liked me the best because he let me sit on his lap before supper and showed me his book about birds.
"No," he said. He didn't look at me.
He didn't look at any of us. He just looked at his fingers, which this time lay still on his lap.
"But why, Grandpa?"
asked Natalie, who was the middle one and always challenged everything.
"Everyone says it's brilliant,
Nat," warned Lauren. "If Grandpa says..."
"But it's amazing," blurted out Nat. "Full of magic and wizards and things, and Harry Potter and owls."
At the word owl, Grandpa flinched.
"Magic," he said. "Magic can take you to dark places."
He looked up at the three of us standing there in front of him, and his blue eyes blazed in a way I'd never seen before. Not the gentle twinkle, but fierce and piercing like a bird of prey.
"But Grandpa," insisted Nat, "it's only for children."
"Give me the book."
His voice shook a bit as he reached his hand out towards Lauren. He took it from her and, without looking at it, laid it face down on the little table by the side of his chair.
"But why?" I asked.
I went towards Grandpa and held out my hands.
"I'm not having you reading this in my house. I know you're old enough to read it yourselves, but none of you are old enough to understand."
He raised his voice in a way I'd never heard before. I started to cry.
"Emily."
He reached out and took my hands. His eyes no longer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?